John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The first thing she learned about working the overnight shift in a long-term care facility was that no two nights were ever alike. Some shifts passed quietly enough that she almost forgot how unpredictable the job could be. Other nights seemed determined to remind everyone that caring for elderly residents meant expecting the unexpected. Someone might suddenly decide it was time to leave for work after being retired for 30 years. Another resident would insist family members were waiting outside to take them home. Others became convinced they needed to catch a train, feed children who were now grown adults, or prepare supper for a husband who had been gone for years. It didn't take long to realize that arguing rarely accomplished anything. The nurses and aides who had been there the longest taught her that the best approach was simply to reassure the residents and help them feel safe. Correcting someone with dementia usually created more confusion than comfort. Before long, she found herself responding the same way, listening patiently before gently redirecting the conversation back to the present. That also meant becoming accustomed to hearing stories that sounded impossible. Residents sometimes spoke with people no one else could see or asked staff to move strangers out of their rooms. Most of the time, those conversations were treated as another part of the illness. No one laughed at them, but no one took them literally either. She came to believe there was almost always a medical explanation, even if it wasn't obvious. One resident, however, stayed with her from the very beginning. She was pleasant, enjoyed talking with the staff, and usually recognized the people who cared for her. She wasn't known for yelling out or becoming combative, so it caught everyone's attention when she began asking the night staff to make a man leave her room. According to her, he appeared almost every evening after dark. Sometimes he sat quietly beside her roommate's bed, watching television. Other nights, he simply stood at the foot of the beds without speaking. Each time the staff responded, the room was empty. The resident always described him exactly the same way. He was tall, dressed entirely in black, and wore a dark hat that seemed old-fashioned. She never added dramatic details or changed her story from one night to the next. It was always the same man, standing or sitting in the same room, silently watching. She was genuinely frightened by him. And the fear in her voice was real, even if no one else could see what she claimed was there. At first, she assumed it was simply another symptom of dementia. Hallucinations weren't unheard of, and every resident experienced memory loss differently. She would check the room, reassure the resident that everything was all right, and before long, the woman would settle back into bed. After a while, the encounters became just another part of the nightly routine. A couple of weeks later, another resident mentioned seeing someone in her room. She lived in a different wing of the building and had never shared a room with the first woman. Unlike the first resident, she wasn't frightened. She simply mentioned seeing a tall man walk past her doorway before disappearing farther down the hall. When asked what he looked like, she described dark clothing and a hat without hesitation. The similarity crossed her mind, but she didn't dwell on it. Nursing homes were full of repeated conversations and familiar themes. Residents often talked about children, spouses, or places from long ago. It wasn't difficult to convince herself this was simply another coincidence. Then it happened again. This time it was a resident who was having an unusually good evening. She had spent nearly an hour visiting with one of the aides, talking about her grandchildren and sharing stories from earlier in her life. She was calm, alert, and seemed more like herself than she had in days. As the conversation wound down, she casually asked whether the tall gentleman had already walked through the hallway that night. When she was asked who she meant, her description matched the others almost word for word. He was tall. He dressed in black. He always wore a hat. Unlike the first resident, she didn't seem afraid of him. In fact, she spoke as though he belonged there, as if seeing him was no more unusual than seeing one of the nurses making rounds. She simply assumed everyone else knew who she was talking about. Over the following week, she began paying closer attention whenever residents mentioned seeing someone no one else could see. Most of the stories were completely different, just as they always had been. But every so often, another resident would quietly describe a tall man dressed in black who wandered the halls at night. None of them knew one another well enough to share stories, and the staff certainly never discussed those conversations in front of the residents. She still believed there had to be a perfectly reasonable explanation. Even so, she couldn't ignore one question that kept returning every time another resident mentioned him. How could people who had never spoken to one another keep describing the same man? One morning after finishing another overnight shift, she overheard two aides talking quietly in the break room before heading home. One of them had worked at the facility for years, long enough to know nearly every resident who had lived there. The other simply listened while she described how often residents mentioned seeing people in their rooms. She wasn't talking about family members who had passed away or memories from long ago. She was talking about the tall man in black. What caught her attention wasn't the conversation itself, it was how ordinary it sounded. Neither woman was trying to convince the other of anything. There were no exaggerated stories or dramatic conclusions. They spoke about it the same way they might discuss a broken call light. The conversation ended almost as quickly as it had begun, and everyone went about their day. Over the next several weeks, she found herself listening more carefully whenever the subject came up. The stories always seemed to come from different people, and they were rarely shared in front of the entire staff. Someone might quietly mention seeing something while restocking supplies or charting at the nurse's station. Another employee would nod, offer a similar experience, and the conversation would end. It was almost as though everyone had decided these things simply happened from time to time. One night, an aide returned from answering a call light looking noticeably unsettled. She explained that while walking toward a resident's room, she had seen what appeared to be someone step into the room across the hall. Assuming a confused resident had wandered out of bed, she immediately checked both rooms. Every resident was asleep. Neither room contained anyone except the people assigned to it. The aide couldn't explain what she had seen, but she was certain it hadn't been another employee. Night shift was small enough that everyone knew exactly who was working and where they were. There simply wasn't anyone else in that hallway. She still wasn't convinced anything paranormal was taking place. Long overnight shifts had a way of wearing people down. The hallways stayed dim so residents could rest, and shadows stretched across the floors from the small nightlights outside each room. It wasn't difficult to imagine how fatigue could make someone think they had seen movement when nothing was really there. That explanation worked until she began noticing the same thing herself. The first time, she was walking back toward the nurse's station after checking on a resident. Out of the corner of her eye, she caught what looked like someone crossing the hallway several doors ahead of her. She turned immediately, expecting to find another nurse. The hallway was empty. She stood there for a moment before continuing on, convincing herself it had simply been a trick of the light. A few nights later, it happened again. This time, she was sitting at the nurse's station finishing paperwork when something dark seemed to move past the opening, leading into one of the hallways. It wasn't enough to make out a face or even a person clearly, just the unmistakable impression that someone had passed by. She looked up so quickly that her chair rolled backward. There was no one there. She never mentioned either experience. The last thing she wanted was for coworkers to think she was allowing residents' stories to influence her imagination. Besides, she still believed there had to be a reasonable explanation for what she thought she had seen. Not long afterward, another resident quietly asked whether the tall man had already made his rounds that evening. The question stopped her. No one had mentioned the man to this resident before. In fact, the staff intentionally avoided discussing those stories where residents could overhear them. She simply described seeing him walk slowly past her doorway before disappearing farther down the hall. She wasn't frightened. She almost sounded curious, as though she expected someone else to have seen him too. As the weeks passed, the pattern became harder to ignore. One resident described him sitting silently in a chair. Another insisted he stood near the doorway watching the room. Someone else claimed he occasionally walked the halls without acknowledging anyone. Their experiences were different, but their descriptions never changed. Every one of them spoke of a tall man dressed in black wearing the same old-fashioned hat. She still searched for an explanation that made sense, but for the first time since taking the overnight position, she found herself wondering if the residents were seeing something the staff had spent years explaining away simply because they couldn't see it themselves. Over time, something unexpected began to happen. Whenever a resident mentioned seeing the tall man, she stopped brushing the conversation aside quite so quickly. She still reassured them and helped them settle back into bed. But instead of assuming every detail was simply another symptom of dementia, she found herself listening more carefully. She noticed how consistent the descriptions remained. It didn't matter who was telling the story or which hallway they lived on. The details rarely changed. Some residents were afraid of him. Others hardly seemed to notice him. One woman insisted he liked to sit quietly in the chair beside her bed. Another believed he stood silently in the doorway before walking away. A gentleman farther down the hall occasionally looked toward the ceiling and insisted someone was bothering him, though he could never explain exactly who or why. There were dozens of different personalities in the building, each living with different illnesses and different memories. Yet every so often, another resident would describe the same quiet figure making his way through the halls. The staff continued doing what they had always done. They comforted the residents, checked the rooms, and carried on with their work. There simply wasn't time to dwell on every strange story during a busy overnight shift. Medication still had to be passed, residents still needed help getting comfortable, and charting still had to be finished before sunrise. Life inside the building moved on. One night, she was sitting at the nurse's station finishing paperwork while one of the aides stocked supplies nearby. It was one of those unusually quiet shifts where the hallways seemed almost unnaturally still. Most of the residents were asleep, and the only sounds came from an occasional television, left playing softly behind a closed door. Without warning, both of them looked toward the same hallway. Neither said a word at first. Each had seen what appeared to be a dark figure move past the opening before disappearing from view. The aide finally broke the silence by asking if she had seen it too. She simply nodded. The two of them immediately walked down the hallway together, checking every room along the way. Every resident was exactly where they should have been. No one was wandering. No employees had passed through that section of the building. By the time they returned to the nurse's station, neither of them had much to say. The moment passed almost as quickly as it had happened. What stayed with her wasn't the shadow itself, and it was knowing someone else had seen it at the exact same moment. For the first time, she couldn't explain it away as fatigue or imagination. Several weeks later, another incident left an equally lasting impression. An emergency pull cord suddenly activated in a bathroom shared by two residents who were unable to get there without assistance. The sound echoed through the hallway, drawing the attention of everyone working nearby. She and two aides hurried to investigate, expecting to find someone in need of help. Instead, both residents were asleep in their beds. The bathroom was empty. The emergency cord had been pulled completely into the activated position, something that required a deliberate tug. She reset the alarm and tested it herself. It took more force than she expected to activate it again. One of the aides repeated the test and reached the same conclusion. It wasn't something that simply slipped on by itself, that they exchanged puzzled looks, finished their rounds, and eventually returned to work. None of them ever found a reason for the alarm, and it wasn't the only time it happened. Months later, the same emergency light activated again. In another room, where the residents were both asleep and unable to reach it. Once again, the cord had to be physically reset. Once again, no one could explain why it had been pulled. The incidents became one more unexplained occurrence quietly added to a growing list that no one seemed eager to discuss for very long. The longer she worked nights, the more she realized that nearly every longtime employee had a story of their own. Some admitted they had seen someone standing at the end of a hallway before watching the figure disappear. Others described catching movement reflected in windows or mirrors only to find no one behind them when they turned around. None of them claimed to have all the answers, and none of them seemed interested in convincing anyone else that the building was haunted. They simply described what they had experienced. What surprised her most was that these conversations almost never happened with new employees. They surfaced naturally after months or even years of working together, usually during a quiet moment near the end of a shift when someone finally admitted something they had never mentioned before. It made her wonder how many stories had gone untold simply because people were afraid of being dismissed. She never became someone who claimed every strange noise or unexplained shadow had a paranormal cause. Working in a nursing home had taught her there were countless medical conditions capable of producing vivid hallucinations and unusual behavior. She believed that just as strongly as she always had. But she also couldn't ignore what she had witnessed herself. She had watched multiple residents living in different parts of the building independently describe the same tall man dressed in black. She had heard experienced co-workers tell nearly identical stories without embellishment or exaggeration. She had stood beside another aide while both of them saw the same unexplained shadow move through an empty hallway. Those experiences didn't prove anything. They also refused to fit neatly into any explanation she could find. Today, when a resident quietly mentions someone standing in the room or sitting beside the bed, she still responds the same way she always has. She checks the room, reassures the resident, and makes sure they feel safe before continuing with the rest of her shift. The only thing that has changed is what she thinks afterward. Years ago, she would have assumed there was always a simple answer. Now she isn't so sure. There may be perfectly ordinary explanations for every story she has heard over the years. Perhaps exhaustion, illness, lighting, and coincidence somehow account for all of it. She has considered those possibilities more times than she can count. Even so, one question has never left her. How did so many people, residents who never spoke to one another, employees who rarely discussed their experiences, and staff working different shifts over the course of years, continue describing the same quiet figure walking the halls? She has never found an answer. She only knows that after enough nights spent caring for those residents, she stopped assuming they were all imagining the very same man.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.